Hi, I'm Jenga Satir, Program Director over IBM's Social Content Management Strategy. Today I'm joined by Lewis Richardson, one of our worldwide social business evangelists.
Hi, Jenga.
Lewis and I have known each other for many years, as both of us have significant experience working in the enterprise content management space. Now we're really excited about the work IBM has done related to bringing together the enterprise content management portfolio with the emerging social business solutions at IBM.
Yeah, what we've been able to do actually is a realization of a vision we've had for a number of years. And I know I'm going to age myself, but I can remember in the early days of content management when to work with an ECM system required a bit of special skill and a unique and very often customized interface. I mean, we knew we needed to store and manage our electronic business files and documents, but at one time it wasn't as easy as we'd like. And actually for that reason, many people in organizations avoided the use of these extremely important business systems.
You know, Lewis, you're right. And over the years, our ECM systems have become much more usable, which really has resulted in a wider adoption and use throughout the organization. This increased use means that many companies have acquired very large and very valuable business content repositories.
Yeah, and now those same companies are turning to social tools to try to leverage the knowledge and the conversations they're having with their employees and their partners and their customers. In fact, you know, many ways with social, we're actually working through many of the same issues we faced, you know, bringing content management into our businesses. Companies are recognizing the long-term value of these conversations and assets, yet many are struggling with how they can apply them to increase profits or reduce costs.
Yeah, I definitely see that happening, Lewis. And like content, social needs to be integrated into everyday work experience in order for it to be successful. At IBM, we've long, you know, been long recognized as a leader in both content and collaboration solutions. And that rich history has really brought us to our topic today around social content. So, Lewis, many of our listeners probably have a significant investment in content assets throughout their enterprise. I know of thousands of longstanding IBM customers who have business-critical documents and business processes contained in their enterprise content repositories like IBM Content Manager or IBM FileNet Systems. So in your mind, kind of what business benefit can they derive from our social content solution?
Jenga, first of all, there's the obvious business benefit they can expect from becoming a more social business.
So given that, you know, I've been working in the social content space for some time, I know and kind of understand and see what social business is, but it might be a good idea to kind of drill down to that in a little bit further. What do you think?
You know, I'm sure most of our listeners are familiar with social tools, probably from the perspective of how they're used in the consumer market, things like Facebook and LinkedIn and stuff like that. While these have a place in the market, it's often difficult and sometimes unwise to actually consider using these for business collaboration. Especially if you have concerns about who might be listening to you for business-sensitive conversations. So IBM has been designing and developing and using social tools within our business for many years, and for several years we've been offering these solutions to the market. This specific experience has resulted in our IBM Connections solution.
So, you know, what we're seeing are, you know, companies can, you know, really securely leverage social solutions like wikis and blogs and sharing ideas and personal profiles to help individuals share information about themselves as well as locate expertise within their organization.
Yeah, and Connections supports user-built communities where employees and partners and even your customers can gather to share a specific interest, they can work together through a project, or even just to have a place where new ideas can be surfaced.
So, you know, you mentioned the social sharing of files and rich media, and we previously, you know, talked about, you know, enterprise content systems and that they are really, you know, extremely good at storing and managing, you know, all of this electronic content. So this is where the IBM social content solution comes into play. We've combined the strengths of our content and social systems, and now someone can be engaged in a social community and have direct access to the associated enterprise content.
Yeah, you know, just imagine yourself in a social business context. Okay, you've just joined a company, and you're in the new employee community, and you're part of a team of people involved in the launch of a new product. You have access to a variety of social and sharing methods, but as a new employee, there's a wiki that tells you how to get an ID badge. There are blogs written by other new employees describing their experiences, and actually offering advice to those who follow. And then there are things like discussion forums for questions and answers, and there are libraries for documents and policies and procedures, and then even the forms that you need to do your job.
And really all of these documents can be stored in your enterprise content system in a very seamless way. Documents like hiring policies or authorization forms may need to be more managed from an enterprise perspective. So documents like this are really more formal than many social documents that you see out there in business world today. Many of these require special lifecycle requirements. They may have to follow corporate standards or record retention policies. They may even be required to integrate with their systems to be invoked in complex business processes. And all of these are features of you know, today's kind of corporate enterprise content system.
Yeah. And the beauty of the IBM offering is that with a single vendor, you can have a simple and engaging social experience and still maintain easy access to your enterprise content without having to sacrifice any of the rich and powerful content features that are needed in today's organizations.
Definitely, Lewis. You know, I know we've both seen companies and vendors who have attempted to cobble together something to meet what businesses now see as a critical requirement. Companies with, you know, collaboration and or content origins have tried to kind of layer some constraints on processes to meet corporate needs. They've tried to kind of, you know, discover users via social means. However, what should take a single step or two really for them has taken several extra steps via complex interfaces. This really has for them, translated to a restrictive and an unusable experience for them in their business.
And there are the content-centric vendors and solutions who are trying to make themselves social by adding just some people aspects to their document-focused systems. This really just results in people being treated like content, not the people-centric approach that companies need to truly become a social business.
Lewis, we've mentioned a couple of examples, and I know that both IBM Connections and IBM Content Manager, as well as our FileNet systems, have offered a multitude of features, but let's take a few minutes remaining here and share an example from one of our social content customers. For instance, we have a manufacturing customer that has extensive enterprise content library, truly millions of business-critical documents that they've collected in our content solution. Until recently, only a portion of their employees had access to this wealth of information. Now, with the inclusion of our social solution, throughout their company, every employee is engaged in socially sharing ideas and content, and anyone who has the need and authority to access and add to the enterprise content system can do so.
And the same customer is using rich media, specifically videos. They use these to enhance and extend their employee training. As you know, storage and management of videos or high-resolution graphics and audio recordings, I mean, that can be quite demanding. These files can be huge and usually put quite a load on most systems. Yet our way of communicating and sharing ideas is becoming increasingly much more visual and often use these formats. Using our social content solution, this customer, like many, are able to actually store this rich media in their enterprise content system, which is more than capable of handling large scale and high volumes. And the social user is actually unaware of where and how these are being stored and maintained. It's behind the scenes that these massive files are being moved about on corporate scaled servers, and all without having to expose the user to the complexities of the content system. What this results in is a broader use and a higher degree of adoption of these solutions.
And really, with, you know, Lewis, without such, you know, elegant solutions like this, companies are facing silos of content and separate niche solutions, social solutions that are scattered, throughout the enterprise. And we've seen where such, you know, disparate systems actually lead to disenchanted users and out of control corporate knowledge. That's a problem for businesses.
Yeah, Cengiz, and at a time when most companies are focused on becoming more innovative and nimble, you know, having such a dysfunctional system for managing and sharing knowledge can actually be disastrous.
Lewis and I really want to thank you all for investing your time to listen into this conversation. We'd like to provide you with both information and tools that might assist you. First, if you'd like more information, we'd invite you to visit the ibm.com/social. There you'll find information where resources that may help you, as well as links to additional details regarding our social content solution and how you can contact an IBM representative.
And secondly, we invite you to visit our social community at www.thecollaborationsoapbox.com. where you can access and even comment and contribute to a community where individuals from a variety of companies are having discussions regarding social solutions. And of course, as socially responsible individuals, you can also make contact with Genghis and myself through our Twitter and LinkedIn accounts or via email at Genghis_Satir, that's CENGIZ_SATIR, at us.ibm.com, or RichardL, at us.ibm.com.
Well, thanks again, everyone, for your time and attention, and we look forward to working with you to address your social content needs.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.